fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th day of February, year of Lord 2023. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. The prep tip of the day is to learn how to can food. Get a pressure canner, the highest quality, the best one. I know it's expensive, but you know, once you get it, you don't need to buy any more. The all-American brand, the only one that does not require a gasket. The gaskets are fragile. The gaskets go bad. The all-American is so finely machined, it doesn't need a gasket. And while you're at it, get yourself a supply of canning jars and, listen carefully, reusable canning lids, a great barter item. Get several thousand because in a long-term crisis, reusable canning lids will be quite valuable. We have joining us at the moment my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began his quest to understand the international communist conspiracy about 37 years ago. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. Steve Bannoon will join us at the bottom of the hour. Dave Hodges shows unavailable at the moment. Well, Jeff, it's the evidence that the United States and Norway were responsible for blowing up the these pipelines under the ocean there in Northern Europe is mounting and appears to be pretty convincing, in my opinion. What do you think, sir?
Well, we'll see how it plays out. The Pentagon and the White House have denied it, so that's pretty interesting. I had previously someone I know that had worked in the Pentagon doesn't believe even now that the story is true, but that the British did it. But you know, these mysteries and you know governments lie, so
right.
It'll be interesting to see, because if they're lying and they get caught, it's a scandal.
Well, Jeff, I became a homicide detective half a century ago, September 1973. I've defended literally hundreds of men and women charged with crimes, from minor crimes to murder. I never had a single case out of those hundreds where the person charged with a crime made a videotape before the crime was committed saying they wanted to commit the crime. I never had that kind of evidence to deal with. But that's what we have here. We have videotape of the commander-in-chief and a high-level American official both saying on video that they want to commit this crime before it took place.
Hold on. It may or may not be a crime. It depends on, remember, you're talking about sovereign states.
Right.
And sovereign states have the right to do things in their own interest that you and I don't have the right to do, like make war is one of the things they can do. Now, if Biden, now it might be a crime if Biden did this without informing Congress and didn't have a, you know, I don't know exactly what the international law is on this thing. Maybe the Germans gave him permission. Maybe they didn't. And maybe somebody in the structures of the defense community did it without presidential approval, or the president maybe thought he had canceled it and it didn't. You know, there could be all kinds of stories. But, you know, until that's all clear, and, you know, it's going to come out. You know, the truth is going to come out with these things. It's like Watergate. It's like all the things with the, you know, Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton and so on. They eventually come out because people talk. So it'll be interesting to see what it is when it comes out. You know, the president made this weird, you know, the president is kind of goofy in that he says all kinds of weird things that you look at him and you go, what? It doesn't even make sense. So when he said that about the pipeline, you know, months and months ago, it was a kind of odd thing. Now, one thing I will say is that the president of the United States has consistently done things to help Russia, and his help for Ukraine has been equivocal. And I'll explain. The war has been going on a year, and only now we're talking about giving them 14 to 30 tanks? And we're, you know what I'm saying? When they asked for the HIMARS, we refused them. They had to, the administration was threatened with being embarrassed by Poland and Britain at the time. So it's almost like, and then the first batch of help, we give them $5 billion worth of pistol and rifle ammunition. Like the Ukrainians don't produce plenty of it, plenty of that kind of ammunition for themselves, you know. So there's this background in history of our helping Ukraine. You know, now we're going to send them the tanks with the uranium armor stripped off. Okay, they don't want the Russians to have access to it. Believe me, after all these decades, the Russians know exactly what it is, and they have access to it. But, you know, this kind of thing is going on and on. So blowing up the pipeline was not in our interest. It was against our interest because it potentially damages our relationship with Europe. Who benefits from that? Russia benefits from it. Can you blow up a pipeline without being caught? No. No, because there's going to be evidence that was blown up and somebody's going to talk. So it's really, in terms of politics, it's impolitic. It's impolitic to lie, to blow up your ally, blow up your, the way in which your ally gets resources to blow up an international pipeline when you are vulnerable to being attacked by the Russians for the same thing. So in every respect, I cannot see how the United States has the advantage of blowing up the pipeline. Since the oil wasn't flowing in it anyway, why would you blow it up? That even doesn't make sense. So all in all, Biden is always, if you look at what he does, he helps China and he helps Russia. But he does these things, well, I'm trying to help our allies, or I'm trying to help Ukraine, or I'm trying to help Taiwan. I don't think so. I don't trust him.
Well, I don't either. Jeff, let's do a segue here to these shoot downs of unidentified flying objects. I'm not aware of any precedents the last 70, well, since World War II ended, of American warplanes shooting down things from the sky. As far as continental United States is concerned, obviously we've done it in other wars between World War II and now. But there seems to be a great missing lack of information as to exactly what was shut down, other than that first balloon that was shut down off the east coast of Myrtle Beach there. But it seems like we really don't know very much about these other objects that have been shut down so far, do we?
Well, let me tell you my theory.
Okay.
I think all the objects were balloons, because if you study the what is reported closely enough, you'll see that the object shot down off the coast of Alaska, and the object shot down here in Michigan, had strings attached, as if they were attached to a balloon. When you get a little bit of information about it, if you've got a source that will reveal that, so that they're all balloons. Okay, this is what we know about the radar. Radar is about tuning, right? So if you fine tune radar, you can see flocks of birds, which can look like really big objects, right?
Right.
You see balloons. You see all kinds of objects that normally in a military condition, or you're helping to guide aircraft, military or civilian aircraft. You see all these things that that interfere. They're like chaff. They're just confusing. It's like, what was that? What is this? You know, what do we understand by these images? So what they do is they tune radar so that they can see missiles and aircraft, right? Not balloons, not flights of birds, not, you know, other incidental things. So they, because of this balloon, they wanted to see if there what else was out there, so they changed the radar tuning. And then they saw these other objects, these other balloons, and then they went after them. Now there's a lot of weather balloons that are released. There could be other spy balloons too, but there's weather balloons that are released all the time, a large number of them. And now the it's very possible that then we went on a safari and started shooting down weather balloons, and now we're embarrassed to admit, you know, our high officials what they did. I mean, that's my theory.
Well, right. It's for the time being, that's as good a theory as any. Leon, what's your theory on these shoot downs?
The general that came on, and we've seen on TV and YouTube on a regular basis, describing, you know, that this was not a balloon. He said it's an unidentified object. It was metallic, and the pilot would not describe it, and he wouldn't describe it. No pictures have been released. So, you know, the theory has some, the potential is there, but I think it's unlikely. And then the people, they said they shot it over China and Uruguay and I think Costa Rica. I don't think all of these are balloons being blasted out of the sky. And we've heard about disclosure from the disclosure project that was supposed to be released when Trump was in charge. That never went through. So I think a pilot would know specifically if it was a balloon and versus something that it had the ability to move. And even some of the pictures do not even look like that have been released. So it's just incredible that now they're trying to lump everything as a balloon. And I think that's a little far-fetched.
Okay, well.
That was just my opinion. That wasn't everybody or the officials saying that.
Right.
That's what I think from because of what I've heard about the reports. So the thing is that if you look at all the reports, they give the altitude of the object that was shot down. There's no claim that there was any speed to speak of. So why are they withholding the speed of the object? I think because if they gave the speed of the object, everyone would realize they were shooting balloons, and they don't want to be embarrassed by that. Because first of all, when you go willy-nilly, start shooting down balloons, there's a lot of balloons that are legitimately up there.
Okay. It looks like we now have with us Dave Hodges. Dave's website is thecommonsenseshow.com. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Well, sir, it's your turn. We're asking our panel here what their opinions are about all these shootdowns of these unidentified flying objects. So it's your turn. What do you think about these objects? And go ahead, sir.
Well, I've lived so long now, the mainstream media is actually seriously talking about aliens. But I don't think it's aliens. I think what we have is gross incompetence. I think it's a distraction away from the Hunter Biden laptop files and his capitulation with China and his father's participation in treason against his country. So I think we're distracted from that. But it is interesting, if it's true, that we didn't know a couple of these balloons just magically appeared. Doesn't say much for our national security. Doesn't say much. I mean, you know, how long will it be till someone gets the idea, hey, look, let's just send them an EMP. Merry Christmas. This is just one word describes this, John. Cluster.
Followed by another word.
This is a family show. I'm going to let that go.
Cluster franchise.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
this is what you get when equity rules who you appoint to important positions. That's what we have here. We have gross incompetence.
Well, I don't believe that Joe Biden's making very many decisions of any consequence himself. There's two Joe Bidens, and I was looking at the State of the Union address very carefully to see which one. The one that gave the State of the Union speech had an attached earlobe. The one who has been senator all these decades has a detached earlobe. And these photographs and images of both Joe Bidens are published every day of the week, showing the two different Joe Bidens in different capacities. But when it comes to anything serious, they have the fake Joe Biden with the attached earlobe giving that presentation. You don't need to be a forensics expert or any kind of specialized knowledge or expertise to tell the difference between the two. We noticed that Carrie Lake did not stand up. She should be your senator, your governor, when they played what's called the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl. And I say, hooray for Carrie. What do you think there, Dave?
Carrie Lake could be a generational candidate, and that's why she's got to be blocked. She is her own person and refuses to capitulate to the nonsense that we're being led into. What's interesting, John, and this is really what it comes down to. We're such a reprobate nation now. We honor every perversion. And not that we want to persecute anybody, but we honor the perversions. The things that would have caused derision and shame years ago are now to be upheld and honored. And if you don't bend the knee, then they come after you. And on the other side, we don't honor family, virtue, you know, loyalty to your country. These are traits that are undesirable. If you're a patriot, you're a white supremacist. I never quite got that connection, but this just reflects what we are. The Black National Anthem, it's fine if people want to play it, listen to it, but it's replacing the American National Anthem. That's why we are where we are, because we don't believe any longer as a nation in faith, freedom, and family.
Well, why don't we have a national anthem for Native Americans, for Latin American Americans, for Asian Americans? All these ethnic groups should have their own national anthem, don't you think?
Doesn't fit the agenda.
We have a break. We have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're going to take a couple of minutes to visit with my neighbor, Linda. Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. It's listed for sale at my website under real estate at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you, my dear. My lovely wife and I are going to have a lovely Valentine's dinner. I'm getting a steak cooked to order by my lovely wife. How about you?
That sounds about what we're doing.
Okay. Well, Linda, the Log Lodge is a 7-minute drive from my home, and we have what appears to be an early spring day, although it's still the middle of winter. And the home has been a high-end, when I say high-end, bed and breakfast for a number of years. The clientele comes from Europe and Asia, men and women who could easily stay on the French Riviera, Las Vegas, Miami Beach, Hawaii. But they picked the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road. Why do they do that, Linda?
You know, they always talk about how beautiful the setting is, how serene it is, how quiet the house is, lots of room, but still, yet it doesn't feel like you're, you know, in a big resort or a big mansion. It's very roomy, but still very homey.
Right, right. Room for 12 people. Easily.
Yes.
Radiant heat. This home was featured in Better Homes and Gardens as a feature story. It's a rare occasion to be able to buy any home anywhere featured in Better Homes and Gardens, isn't it, Linda?
I would think so, yes.
Oh, yeah,
and I remember, right, I still remember the first time that Carol and Joe invited Gary and myself to the house after it had been built, before any of the landscaping, of course, had been done. And my first comment to her was, this place should be in Better Homes and Gardens. And
right.
That's when she told me that they had approached her. So I believe it was because of the company that built the structure. I think that's actually who approached Better Homes and Gardens and had them come out and look at it. And I need to find the name of that company because they are still in business and they're very well known.
Well,
the architectures that built it.
Hopefully there'll be some documentation that can be recovered in that regard. Well, Linda, there's more than 30 photographs at my website. You, in addition, a video people can see. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Under real estate, you'll find the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road for sale. Check out the photos. If you want to be my neighbor and live 7 minutes drive from me in an elegant home with 30-foot ceiling and radiant heat, and no close-by neighbors because the National Forest is right there. And you can't have close-by neighbors. It's not possible, can you, Linda?
No. Yeah, all you're going to be able to hear is maybe a tractor a couple miles away once in a while. It's a,
right.
It's a beautiful
right.
setting.
And just before deer season starts, you'll hear the sounds of freedom around the area as these men and women sight in their rifles, won't you?
Yes. Yes. You do hear that. Yes.
Okay. Well, Linda, thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Jan.
Okay. We have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Dave Hodges. His website's thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Gentlemen, our next caller, it looks like Jeff in, Jeff in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, thank you, John. Dave, I heard your program on learned helplessness, and I want to comment to that thought. Number one, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, I believe the Russians, and I even believe the Chinese, will return the favor and start sabotaging our pipelines. I mean gas, oil, etc. And when that happens, you're going to see blackouts across, especially the urban areas in America. I don't think people are as helpless as you say that they are, because once there's blackout conditions, remember the blackout of 1977 when there were riots in New York? The ghettos are a powder keg to explode in riots, burning down, etc. And then they're going to try to spread that to the suburbs, and that'll be stopped very quick. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think you're is somewhat correct. I think the people, I mean, here on this panel, we approach political change for the most part progressively and in a civilized manner.
I agree with you.
I think the great unwashed people, when they finally wake up and they realize how screwed they are, they'll go from 0 to 60 overnight, but their violence will be violence for the sake of violence. It will accomplish no political objective. Nothing will change except for a further clampdown of the people. But I don't know if we'll get that far. The lesson I take away from the balloon, the UFO, whatever they're shooting down, because I don't think it's all the same thing, but whatever we're shooting down, the message I'm taking from this is our airspace can be penetrated. We can be EMP. That's my concern.
Absolutely. Jeff, thank you for your call. We got a bottom of the hour.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Valentine's Day sale ends tonight at midnight. Ladies, you may not know this, but many wives, and once they find out that the Energy Cleaner will help their husband's libido, which it does, and it will, that's when they go ahead and buy an Energy Cleaner. The sale ends tonight at midnight, $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Sale on Liberator Rocket Heaters, Valentine's Day sale on Liberator Rocket Heaters ends at midnight also, $50 off. You place your order, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad, your Liberator Rocket Heater. Or you can call my toll-free R line. It's 800-592-9494. 9543. Mail and check or money order, make sure it's postmarked by midnight tonight. We have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Dave Hodges. His website's thecommonsenseshow.com. Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. We think we'll soon be joined by Steve Benoon. And let's see, gentlemen, our next caller looks like John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Well, I tried to, you know, at a Bible study, they wanted to go around with they wanted people to pray, but I asked that I suggested Marx against Marxist subversion in the United States. They said they weren't going there. Why is that? Why would they be vocally against it?
John, we can't know what was going on in the minds of the people in your Bible study. We can't tell them.
But
anything else?
I don't know about the minds of the people.
Well, that's what you're asking. You're asking us to determine what was in the minds of the people in the Bible study. We can't do that. Anything else, John?
All right. I've been getting a lot of information about the situation at the front in Ukraine. And it seems that we're getting a lot of, there's grim news on both sides of the line. One, that both sides seem to be coming to the either Ukraine, one is saying Ukraine is exhausting its ability to continue to resist. Another says that Russia is exhausting its ability to continue to attack. What is the real truth of the situation? And what is the real situation as it is, because Russia, you know, they probably will not be able to attack after the thaw sets in, if they're going to do any big offensive, which
okay,
may
well,
be a
we'll
distraction
this,
in itself.
We'll turn this over to our panel, beginning with Jeff and John. We do thank you for your call. Go ahead, John. I mean, Jeff. Too many J's here.
Well, it's kind of funny with all the reports. What's interesting is that the mood in among the Ukrainian top brass and the Ukrainian defense ministry is upbeat, which is kind of surprising to me. The Russians are engaging in these mass attacks where they suffer thousands of casualties in a day. They're using these World War II style tactics where they're, you know, throwing men at positions. And it's a lot of pressure, and the Russians are using a lot of artillery strikes. But the Ukrainians are standing up to it. And you hear these stories about, you know, I heard it again last night, there's 700,000 Russian troops standing ready to attack. You know, there's some kind of an offensive coming. Whether it's going to come on the 24th or they're bluffing, one of the top Ukrainian generals and the defense minister has said there is a Russian offensive coming on the anniversary of the invasion, which is on the 24th of this month. So we'll see. The Russians are equipping T-90 tanks in some of the units. So the Russians are using better equipment. The Wagner troops are becoming more effective. So we'll see if this training cycle has brought up more troops and more effective troops with better equipment. It's kind of curious, though, that the Ukrainians, a lot of the Ukrainian military people are upbeat. That's behind the scenes. So that's kind of interesting to me.
Okay. Dave, you have any follow-up on this question, sir?
No, I agree a lot of what Jeff just said. I think... Here's my concern as an American. The Russians, I think, have the capability to overwhelm Ukraine. And when Ukraine runs out of troops to handle all the weapons that they're being sent, then they're going to want to send our kids to the meat grinder. And that's where I hope this country stands up and says no and hell no.
I hope so.
I should interject something here.
Please.
Just from a technical military. Ukraine has a military manpower reserve of 3.7 million. And even if their casualties are over 100,000, it's a drop in the bucket to the reserves they have. So there's no real danger that we're going to send that our men to die because they don't have enough. And the other point is that we're not sending them enough equipment to man all the men that they have under arms. So that's just a two little factlets.
Jeff, where do you get that information about they're not getting enough equipment? I mean, we've bled our reserves. We're into that now, and the Germans have almost exhausted theirs, if you're to believe what we're reading. So can you explain that?
Well, you're talking about ammunition reserves, not equipment. Divisions are made up of equipment. You know, I don't, you know, if we're using up artillery rounds or missiles or whatever we're sending them, then that's different. That's not using up men. That's not sending them heavy equipment. We have not sent them enough equipment for them to form new brigades. Now, think of that. We've sent them just enough to keep up with their losses. So that's not, you know, if you look at the size of the Ukrainian army, they have 700,000 men they could form into brigades. Most of them are tied down defending cities with small arms. They don't have enough to, you know, small arms does not make a division, does not make a regiment or brigade. It's an integrated system of artillery and vehicles and different weapon systems. So they don't have enough equipment.
What about the tanks that are being sent, and then the speculation following with the F-16s that will follow?
Well, the thing is that those aren't going to arrive for months and months. I mean, they first have to get them. When you have a tank, you have to have a whole system. Your machine shops have to be able to ready to repair them. You have to have the equipment to pull them out of a ditch if they get stuck in a ditch. Your men have to be trained on the system to work it. You have to have ammunition for it and the right training and everything with the people. So that it's not like you send the tank and then they drive it into battle. So it's the Russians know that's not going to be an effective. And besides, look at the numbers of tanks we're sending. We're talking about a battlefront in which the Ukrainians actually need thousands of tanks. You're talking about probably close to 2,000 Russian tanks have been destroyed in the fighting already. So if NATO sends all the tanks they're saying they're sending, what is it, 300 tanks?
Yeah.
In the course of a year, I mean, it's been a year. We haven't sent them. Nobody sent them any. So, except for the old style Soviet tanks that Czechia and or Slovakia and Poland have sent, so it's a very and those probably barely kept up with their losses. So they have not received. Look, you look at the assistance we gave to Vietnam that allowed Vietnam to repel the Tet Offensive and the Easter Offensive in 1972. That there's no comparison to what we're doing for Ukraine and what we did for Vietnam.
I mean, interesting. So
Vietnam
is
on a scale massively above in terms of the assistance we gave. And by the way, in the Tet Offensive, it was mostly the Army of the Republic of Vietnam that was doing the fighting. We did some fighting in that. But in the Easter Offensive, all we did was bombing. There were no U.S. ground forces engaged in repelling the 1972 Easter Offensive of the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong. So
Jeff, I have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Is it your contention, then, that we're fighting a war of attrition to set up a later war against a weakened Russia?
No, absolutely not. There's no intention by any NATO country to do
then
that.
Then what is the objective here of the U.S. and NATO?
I think the objective, the thing is that NATO is a consensus organization. So no group of 30 countries or whatever the number is now, 27, 28, no number of countries that great have a consensus view of what they're doing. Each country belongs to the alliance for its own reasons, and each has a veto power. Like right now, most of the countries in NATO would like to see Finland and Sweden join. Turkey is using its veto to prevent that. So Finland and Sweden are not joining NATO. Okay. But you have this web of agreements between the Nordic countries that raise some questions about what would happen if Finland or Sweden were attacked. But that's just an example. And the idea that the United States, even if it wanted these other countries to join, without Turkey, they can't do it. So there's not a unity of thought or purpose in NATO when you say NATO. Now, as far as the United States go, that you're talking about the president or the White House, the president and the people around him, and they don't seem to have a coherent policy unless it's the policy that Biden told the Russians in 1979 when he went led a Senate delegation. He said, for public consumption, I have to appear that I'm criticizing you, I'm against you, but I'm really for you, right? And you can go to the Bukovsky archive to read the document from the Central Committee of the Communist Party Soviet Union where he's telling them that. So here, you call him China Joe. China's allied to Russia. So you can't have him. You have to resolve this problem of whose side is Biden really on. And I don't think he's really on Zelensky's side, because I've heard it from multiple sources. Look, a month into the war, the United States didn't want to send anything to Ukraine. The United States was ready to write off Ukraine from the beginning. When Ukraine was begging for tanks before the Russian invasion, and we knew they were going to invade, we wouldn't send anything. So what do you think the attitude of the Biden administration really is?
And that's the mystery here. I mean, the one thing they are accomplishing is they're bankrupting this country. But beyond that, I couldn't tell you any possible objective. It seems like to be a war without purpose.
The amount of money that we're in humanitarian aid and military aid is something over between 20 and 30 billion right now. So that most of it is humanitarian aid. That's less than 1% of our budget. We're bankrupting ourselves with our social policies, not with our military policies. You know, military spending is below what it was when John Kennedy was president. And nobody would say we were bankrupting ourselves there. But our social spending is more than double what it was when Kennedy was president. So that's
how
we're going
to bankrupt. I go to the comments of the Navy secretary when he said that, and I'll paraphrase, but basically, we have to decide if we're going to defend America or defend Ukraine. And to me, there seems to be some leakage of feelings among the brass that we're sending too much.
Well, remember, you have this party that believes that our primary threat is China in the Far East, and that any expenditure of resources in Eastern Europe is dangerous because the Chinese are the ones that are going to get us. But you have other commanders. You've got commanders like General Laura Richardson of Southern Command, or our Air Force commander in NATO, and the former commander of the Strategic Command, Admiral Richards, that were saying basically Russia and China are together. And when we do something on one, we're doing it on both. And that it's that if we're holding Russia in Ukraine, we're defending ourselves from China at the same time. I mean, I've heard top brass military.
I don't buy that logic either. Wait a minute.
You don't buy the logic, but look, can Russia help China in a war against us with the bulk of its army tied down in Ukraine? Just basic strategic common sense tells us
that's not my concern, Jeff. My concern is this: if we ever approach a point where we overcommit to Ukraine, I expect to see multiple Pearl Harbors in the Pacific,
Let me finish my comment. We haven't committed any troops to Ukraine.
Jesus.
We haven't committed troops, so I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying. You're implying something that's not true.
Okay, you're ignoring what a lot of commanders are saying. They think we're overcommitted, at least with material resources, and that's my concern as well too. Because if China goes on the move, and they attack Taiwan, or they have their proxy attack South Korea from North Korea, are we going to be able to respond? Or have we depleted our military resources so much that we can't? That's my concern. That's my major concern right now, is we're setting up China to be successful.
Okay, the United States defends against China in the Pacific with its Navy, right? Because China can't do anything with its army against any of our allies. So is any part of our Navy fighting in Ukraine, or naval resources being given to Ukraine? And what commander are you quoting? Can you give a name?
I can give you positions because I don't have my notes in front of me, and I've cited one of them, the Navy Secretary, and there have been other brass that have said things. These questions have been asked at Pentagon briefings, and I'm not happy with some of the answers that I've heard. I think they're incomplete, and I wonder, too, sir, are you saying that if the Chinese can put, well, let's just say for the sake of argument, 100 million men on the battlefield, that's inconsequential to nearby militaries and nearby countries? I don't know that they would feel that way.
Well, first of all, they have to get across a body of water with those troops. Unless it's South Korea, they have to get across a body of water. And so how are they going to do that if our Navy is protecting? And by the way,
Hold on, gentlemen. We have a break. We'll continue this after the break.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie away.
All All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Tuesday Morning Roundtable is quite lively this morning. It tends to be that way. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. And Dave Hodges, his website is The Common Sense Show. Gentlemen, we're going back and forth here quite lively with both of you giving your sources and asking questions. Do you want to continue this or take a caller, gentlemen?
I'm game for whatever.
Well, this has been really good. Let's take a call and see where we go next. It looks like Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys. So I've got a couple of questions, and these are really just questions. How is it that we are not spotting these balloons, quote unquote, if they're from China, till they get to the north coast or the northern border, or the one in Alaska that they shot down out there, where in order for the prevailing winds to get them there, or even if they are slightly maneuverable, the prevailing winds at that would be quite strong, they have to come from the west to the east. And all of a sudden, we're sitting here watching these things, and they're picking them up as they come across the northern border. That's one question. It's like, where are these things being launched from? And number two, what is the panel's thought on, you know, this is like a magician's trick. Look up here at the north, and who knows what's going on at the southern border, other than these millions of people, you know, pouring across the border. But I'm wondering if there's not something else going on in Mexico that we're being distracted by this. Just your discussion on that.
John, let me take this because I've had a couple of Border Patrol sources since 2014. And they've been telling me of recent that the number one nationality they're apprehending at the border are national Chinese. And I was really kind of taken back by this. And now we had the director of the Border Patrol come out and say, well, our gotaways are down, but we're sure getting a lot of Chinese crossing the border. And I'm paraphrasing him, but he said this last week. And that's concerning to me because they're certainly not swimming to Mexico to cross. They're obviously getting some assistance from somewhere to cross. And that's a good point about the southern border. I'm very concerned about it as well. And that's only one of my concerns.
Okay. What's your follow-up question there, Kyle?
Well, I was just, the other one is, how come we're not catching where these things are being launched? Because to me, it looks like too much of a distraction. They would have to be launched close to our northern border before Canada wouldn't pick them up. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Well,
I'd like to see if Steve Benoon's coming on. I'd really like to hear what he thinks about that.
He's not here yet. We'll continue this after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
This is wonderful things called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.